Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
We have a screw loose. I mean, yeah. And Carson, you watch us every day. We've got screws loose, don't we?
Many of them.
Yeah, I think so too. It's almost, here's the way I look at it. I look at it, Jamie and I are on that fine line that we can be here on the radio or we could be in therapy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. BJ and Jamie.
Now, Jamie mentioned this when she first came in, so I've been waiting for this. We're hitting a home run today, folks.
Right.
All right. Now, I wrote down these terms.
Okay.
And I can't remember the one you used, but listen. Honk worthy.
Yep.
Honk material.
Uh-huh.
Or honk bait.
I used honk worthy.
Honk worthy.
Yeah, because I am worthy worthy of the honk.
Well, I've been sitting over here writing down all my honk phrases.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Right, but it's a backside honk, not a frontside honk.
Oh.
Well, I'm disappointed now. I wanted frontside honking.
No, we got backside honking.
Oh, can't we have some frontside honking?
No, it wasn't that obvious.
What happened?
Okay, so I know this guy, right? And he's really funny, and we give each other a lot of crap. He's a good-looking guy, smart, whatever, all that stuff. But he's really funny. And we literally just are, like, we just jab each other, okay, when we see each other. And it's a pretty funny relationship. So anyway, so he's at this place, and I'm at this place, right? And so we're just talking, blah, 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 blah. And I hadn't seen him for quite a while because I'd gone to Hawaii, right? So I hadn't seen him forever. So I see him and blah, blah, blah. And he hugs me. And when he hugs me, he grabs both my ass cheeks.
Wow.
And I hit him as hard as I could.
Just went straight for it.
What a move. What a move.
I was like, dude, and I hit him like hard. I was like, what are you thinking? And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, literally, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
You don't do that. Like, we don't have that kind of relationship. We're funny to each other, but we don't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like bright red. He's mortified. And I was like, what? What
is how did he explain it though? Is it just an instant reaction that he had?
He didn't say anything.
Maybe it's like, a height difference. Is there something going on here? He thought he had his hands on your back and it was your butt.
No, he did a squeeze.
Oh.
No, he squeezed.
So it's intentional.
Yes, he hugged and then he went. And then when I hit him, and then he like turned red, and I was like, "What are you thinking?" And he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." And then you know we left.
He's groping. It's not even a honk.
And
it's then, groping.
Then he left, and then everybody's like, "Oh my God, whatever." I was like, "It's fine, you guys." And then I start. We were all hanging out, and I was like, "You know what? You guys think about it." I said, "Think about it, like." You have to be honk worthy.
Yeah, you
right?
do.
Like,
do.
Like BJ's grandma.
Yeah.
Nobody would honk her.
No. Oh, no. Nobody's going to honk Granny. No.
It doesn't even go through your brain.
Right.
That's even a possibility.
And the people on my 600-pound life. Not honk worthy. You never were going to.
No.
If somebody's all 600
pounds. Yeah, it is a compliment
is
in
a
way.
Right?
In a way, it's a compliment, but in a way, it's not.
A lot of people would see it as sexual harassment and groping and all that. I see it as a compliment. I'm honk worthy. Yay!
You had to think about it, though, because the first reaction was you smacked the crap out of him.
Yeah,
right?
I did. Yeah.
So you had to think about it and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have hit him. That's pretty cool that I'm honk worthy.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He's worth a lot of money, and he's in business, like in good business. And I'm like, you don't want to be doing that because you don't know if I'm litigious.
Take me next time. He can honk me. He's worth a lot of money.
He is worth a lot of money.
Honk me.
Because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess he knows it's me and not, you know, who cares?
But still, any little thing, any accusation can take you down so
fast. Yeah, so fast. And you don't know. I mean, he doesn't know me, really. And so, I mean, mm-hmm. I could be sitting on $1 million right now.
I am currently calling Berg Simpson. I want to be a piece of this.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
No, I feel like that if I'm your partner on the radio, I've got some say-so with this. You are not allowed to be honking my co-partner.
Well, you're not allowed. I mean, and
no,
that is
not.
And he did, I like, he apologized so hard and like felt, I could, what are you doing? Why are you holding the phone up?
Is this Berg or Simpson? Which one are you guys?
Are you really pretending to call?
Yeah.
With the phone up to your ear?
I got a lawsuit, pal.
You don't have to go this far. Nobody can
Jamie
see
you. Jamie got honked.
You guys, he has the phone up to his ear. See,
he's going for, I mean.
Nobody can see you.
He's going for
I'm an actor.
It.
I'm an actor, all folks. There's certain things in life you can't stop.
Yeah.
When the acting kicks in, it kicks in.
But, I mean, right? Obviously, don't ever honk a woman. You know, it's sexual harassment. But I feel like he was like, oh, my. Because he had had cocktails.
You know.
And I think, and it was in it's in the evening. It's cocktail hour. I think he just wasn't thinking. But I took it a different way. Honkworthy, right?
Well,
here.
Well, honkworthy, good. But I don't know if I would ever pull.
You wouldn't
do something
you
like
wouldn't.
That.
No, you wouldn't.
That would be.
No, nobody would.
Well, no, that's why I'm saying it just baffles me that he would even think that that's even fair to do.
Well,
to,
it's not
right to do. You
it's
know,
not right
it's
to
no
do. It's everything about it's wrong. No,
yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. Everything is about it is wrong. I think he just had a cocktails.
Creepy.
Or 12, and I think it was, you know, it was early evening, and he was feeling his oats, I guess, as they say. And
feeling your oats.
And he was like, honk, honk.
Yeah,
I don't even know what feeling your oats means, but
I
he was feeling
either.
My ass.
I don't know. I think oats has something to do with horses back in the day.
Yeah,
I don't know what the heck that means.
I don't know, but it was, now we're changing it to ass.
Oh,
feeling
man,
my
oh,
ass.
Man.
Feeling is, I don't know. Anyway.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
There's a story this morning of a lady that had to smoke her weed in the lab on an airplane. And she delayed the flight by 4 hours because she had to get high.
Oh, okay.
She's in the bathroom. Here we go.
A United flight was delayed for hours because a passenger thought it was a good idea to smoke weed in the bathroom before takeoff. The crew caught them, removed them, but the pilots refused to fly. Why? They feared secondhand smoke could make them fail a random drug test, which could end their careers instantly. So United had to bring in a new crew, and the plane finally took off 4 hours later.
Holy cow.
That's interesting. I wouldn't even...
I didn't think about that
aspect.
Yeah,
me either. I mean, maybe they went to get up to go look at the... I don't know. That's weird. Yeah.
Isn't that a crazy thing?
That's a little
that
over the top with the pilot and the co-pilot, don't you think? A little
no,
bit?
I don't know. I think if they smelled it and they thought that there was a possibility that they could lose their license, and I think you put your career in jeopardy at that point. So, no, I don't
contact
think it is at all.
High, brah.
Yeah. I think they made the right choice there. Not only that, I think they take this lady and she can't fly on United for the next 10 years.
Well, probably
gotta,
she is on the
you
got to
punish her now.
I'm sure
right?
She's on the no-fly. Yeah.
But, yeah, I think these pilots, they made the call they thought, you know.
I don't know. You're like, whoa, do you feel high? Let's, I don't know. Do you feel high? That's kind of crazy.
Well, my wife actually goes through this, too, because she goes to concerts, and she's always fearing in the health industry
right.
when they do a random drug test that she will test.
Oh, well,
because of the concerts.
Sense.
Yeah.
Because
oh, that's
Red
what
Rocks
people
anywhere.
Should say. They should just say I was at a Red Rocks concert.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do it often. I'm sure they've thought of that excuse
maybe.
For sure. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Tell us the weirdest story, how you went to a sushi restaurant and then half the power was off.
You know, I didn't know if you'd want to talk about this.
It's so weird.
It even goes further than that,
okay?
I was so baffled. And you know me, Jamie. Let me stand up.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, stand up.
When I get on something, I'm a pain in the butt, okay? Because I can't get off.
You get obsessed.
I got to know the answer. I need to know the answer to what's going on. And that happened to me on Saturday night. I took Lee Harris, my son Jared, that's what I call him, took him out for his birthday dinner, right? We're going to go to sushi. If he wants to run up a $500 bill, run for it. Go for it, buddy. All right, so we go to sushi.
Wait, what was
we
that
walk
part?
In.
What was that part?
Well, it's just, I'm just saying, it's a birthday dinner, oh, okay. So, you know, it's, yeah. It's a big party.
Okay.
It's fun.
I feel like you're sour about that.
Yeah, $500 me too.
Bill.
There's something weird going on there.
No.
But that was weird. We both noticed. It was just a weird side note.
It came to $389, okay? With a tip.
Oh, so okay, you had to tell yourself if that's what you want to do. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. There it is. All right. We got it now.
$389.
Man,
for them sushi. Fish that's not even cooked. They don't even have to cook that crap.
Right?
They just hand it to you. Yeah, it's raw fish.
Crazy.
It is crazy. All right, so we go into the restaurant, all right?
Okay.
We get there, and the front door's open, which is kind of weird. You got air conditioning, right? All right, we get there, front door's open. We walk in, power's off. But the power's only off in half the building. Left-hand side, the lights are on. The aquarium is on. But on the right-hand side, where they're making sushi and there's other seating, the power's off. I'm like, how can that be?
Did you tell her to trip the breaker?
No, I didn't want to try to tell her how to do her job.
Okay.
They were already in a frantic, yeah. You know, little, you know, things were not looking good for the dinner rush hour.
Yeah.
So they were already, you know, they were searching for candles and stuff. But how does a restaurant have half power? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And then get this. All right. Here's a baffling one for you. Now, keep in mind, I'm at a Japanese sushi place, and the people there are Japanese, and the language barrier
are
was...
Are they?
Yes. At mine, there are.
Because I'll tell you something funny that happened one time. We were at that place, the Benihana's, mm-hmm. You know, and we thought they were Japanese until my stepson started speaking Spanish to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Benihana's, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
My sushi place, okay. It's authentic,
all right,
man.
Okay, all right.
It's the owner is Japanese,
uh-huh.
And so is the rest of the
okay.
staff.
All
over
right,
there.
Gotcha.
All right, so I asked them for an iced tea, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and everybody else at the table, my wife, my son, everybody gets a soda, right? She comes back and she gives all of them a soda. And she looks at me and says, we cannot do iced tea because the fountain's down. It uses electricity.
Oh. But, well, that doesn't make sense.
Carson didn't even get it. Jamie got it.
Maybe
the fountain is down.
The machine.
They all have sodas, and I ordered an iced tea.
Maybe the iced tea is a separate one. Maybe it's one of those weird ones that look like a barrel, you know?
But why is theirs working?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it's on that side of the power grid.
Yeah, on the power loss side.
We had a language barrier, so it was hard to get an answer. I stewed on that all weekend, Jamie.
Well, it might be one of those.
Why can't I get a nice tea?
Because it might be one of those weird barrel ones. You know, like Subway does the Coke machine, has all the different Cokes and Pepsis and stuff. But then they have that weird barrel iced tea.
But some restaurants have it separate.
But that one's really, from what I understand, that one's not really electric. It's just a container that they pour tea into.
No,
or it used to be with the restaurant I worked at. So you pre-made the tea, is what I'm saying. Mm. But it didn't make sense that the fountains are down. But I didn't go any further.
Wacky weekend.
And I got to tell you, man, if you go walk into a place that doesn't have electricity and they're serving raw fish, leave.
I know. That seems a little iffy.
Leave. Love this place. Look,
iffy.
I'm not going to diss them at all.
Yeah.
But you might want to get up and walk out.
Little iffy. A little shady.
Yeah.
A little shady because which side's working, which side's not? Is the fridge on that side?
Exactly.
Yeah, in the back room? I don't know. Very odd.
It was odd.
Very odd.
Had a weird weekend.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
All right, what's going on with these babies?
Okay,
what are we doing
so
with
it's this new thing sweeping the nation. I mean the nation. And it's called carnivore babies. Carnivore babies, yeah. And it's where parents, even with kids that don't have any teeth at all, they slice off, meat. Steak, and they just let the baby suck on it to get all the nutrients out of the meat. And now these kids are like chewing on bones. And it is just so bizarre to see these little bitty babies with gigantic bones and everything. So, and they even give them sticks of butter.
How young are we talking?
Well, I don't remember when you get your teeth, but they don't even
don't
have
as early as 6 months.
Yeah, they don't even have their teeth.
I would think it could choke.
Yeah, but no, but that's the thing. They don't swallow it. They don't try and attempt to swallow it.
But what if they did? It's in their mouth.
No, it's just a big, huge strip the way they gave it to them.
Like on a stick?
What kind of, but and they just suck on it. But it's just so bizarre. And did you hear what I said? They give them a full stick of butter? Full stick of butter to walk around with? A baby? A toddler?
I mean, I'm pretty sure if I gave little Debbie, because I give her, when I'm making her like waffles in the morning, she likes butter on her waffles. But she asks for slivers, like entire pieces of butter to eat before she gets a waffle. And I'm giving her, I'm breaking her off.
But you would never give her a stick of butter to walk around
with. No, but if I would, she would totally eat it all.
Well, right, yeah. But she'd also eat a box of candy or a big, you know. Yeah. But I mean, these parents are giving this kid a stick of butter to walk around with.
Here's the story.
Humans are omnivores, not carnivores. So you don't want to do anything extreme. I mean, this is a really a social media fad. And, you know, these are babies. These are infants we're talking about. An adult can choose to be on a fad diet, but a baby cannot. Children need glucose.
This lady is against meat, period.
Well, she's not. No, she just is meaning that she wants them to have fruits and vegetables and all kinds of things, not just meat.
It's not well-rounded nutrition-wise.
Because it really is a fad right now.
Humans are omnivores, not carnivores. So you don't want to do anything extreme. I mean, this is a really a social media fad. And, you know, these are babies. These are infants we're talking about. An adult can choose to be on a fad diet, but a baby cannot. Children need glucose. And you don't really get glucose from eating steak and chicken. And you need carbohydrate sources. That's why we give breast milk. And then we switch to formula. To only eat meats or eggs, things like that, it's too much protein for infants' kidneys. But it could be all about balance. You can give some meat and you can give some, you know, some cereal or some rice and some pieces of bread when the baby's a little bit older, you know, different things. And fruit and fiber, absolutely. Grains are great. Beans, but not only
meat. So wait a minute. So there's people out there with babies, infants, that have chosen to give them nothing but meat?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't even think about the kidney, the kidneys, and the fact that they also don't have any fiber, so they can't poop. Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard of something like this.
It's sweeping the nation. It's a whole trend right now.
Well, you're an idiot if you're doing that.
Lady's like, "Well, I'll sprinkle in a couple of strawberries," and you should see this kid when the kid finally gets strawberries. It's like, "Oh my God, thank you."
this is like child abuse.
It is, in my opinion.
I mean, the only thing. You take out everything. You take out everything except meat.
They said that they want them to have high protein diets. It's like kind of going back to the caveman or whatever.
Caveman.
But I think the caveman had some berries. Yeah. I feel like they picked some berries, you know. Yeah. And these little kids are just chewing on big, huge bones. And then they, for teething, they don't even have their teeth. What they do for teething is they take the bone marrow broth and they pour it into popsicles. And so they have a popsicle bone marrow. A bone marrow popsicle.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten bone marrow?
No, not intentionally.
They say it's great for you.
They're supposed to be.
One of the best foods there is.
And that lady is punching through the marrow. And she got all the stuff out.
Yeah.
And she whips it up with like water and then she freezes it into popsicles.
Delicious.
For the baby to teeth on.
Oh, man. This is crazy, though.
I know.
You take away all the other fibers and all this stuff. I mean, I can understand giving them meat or even butter, giving it in a balanced way, you know.
But not a stick.
A stick of butter seems excessive.
To me, a stick of butter is no different than a piece of cake with all that icing.
I don't know.
The same.
I feel like the stick of butter just walking around with it is bizarre.
I just can't believe a parent chose or is choosing to just give their kid nothing but meat. Nothing but meat. That's it.
It's bizarre.
It is weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's child abuse.
It is.
You got to take the kid away.
I can't believe these fads. Like, everybody's like, because this nutritionist, she's the one that started it. She's like, "I've been on only meat and my brain is so much clearer and all this stuff." Well, I went on the all meat diet and they told me, like, literally, it's so bad for your gallbladder.
Yeah.
It's horrible for it. It just all meat.
Right.
And I only ate, I scraped off the top of Chuck E. Cheese pizzas. I literally did. I scraped off the whole top and ate it.
Yeah.
And remember, I was chewing on summer sausage.
Yeah.
That's all I ate was summer sausage. Oh. I mean, I got really skinny, but it's just so bad for you. It's awful.
Yeah, we don't need 3-year-olds with bad gallbladders.
Right?
That's just ridiculous.
BJ and Jamie.
I want to go to this Hertz rental car thing. You and I talked about this yesterday, and you've been on edge for the past few days because you've got a rental.
Well, I returned it yesterday, and I was scared.
Did you really?
I did.
You took it back yesterday?
I took it back yesterday.
Were you all clean?
I was worried. I literally was worried. I was like, "Oh God." And she's like, "So was everything okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Did you smoke in it?" And I go, "No." And she's like, "Did you hit anything?" And I said, "No." She didn't even look at it. And
she didn't?
Nope. She just signed off.
So they didn't have the laser tunnel?
Nope. She didn't even go out there and look at it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it hasn't hit yet here in Denver.
I don't know.
I don't know. If you haven't heard the story.
I was worried.
these rental companies, these car rental companies, not all, but some of your major ones like Hertz, they're going
Avis. So
Yours was Avis?
Avis Budget, yeah.
They're going to this technology, and they say it's AI-driven. Mm-hmm. They call it laser tunnels. And when you bring a car back after renting it, they run it through, and these laser beams hit it, and they can find any small blemish on the car, and they charge you for it.
Right. So, somebody, maybe it's in the story, they had like a one-inch little scratch, and they charge them $800.
Let's check it out. Okay. Here's the story.
AI showing up just about everywhere these days, and now you can add Hertz Car Rental to that list. Hertz is using AI scanners to check cars for damage when they're returned. So that means instead of a human employee looking for those scuffs and dents, that AI technology can scan that entire vehicle and get results almost instantly. But not everyone is happy about this. News site The Drive is reporting a man in Atlanta says he was charged more than $400 after the scanner found a one-inch scuff when he returned his rental. A spokesperson for Hertz said 97% of cars scanned with this technology showed no billable damage, proving the vast majority of rentals are incident-free. Hertz is starting its AI rollout at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport and plans to expand to other major U.S. airports by the end of the year.
How many times have you rented a car where you've had a little blemish and you didn't say anything?
Right.
Okay, you just took it back, you turned it in, the next guy gets it, okay? No big deal, right?
Well, and also it's normal wear and tear. Like, if somebody dings it, I don't feel like that's my fault, right?
No, and our whole mentality has been over the years, oh, it's a rental.
Exactly, right? Yes.
Right,
yeah.
This is going to make you think differently because they're going to hit you with charges, $400, $700, $1,000 for a little blemish on a car.
So again, my only advice to everybody when you rent a car is, because there's two things. They didn't wash my car. So I was spending hours, I felt like scratching little stuff while she was looking at it with me, my rental car. They hadn't washed it. And so I was scratching dirt off. I go, oh, that's dirt. But it was taking me forever. I'm like, you guys didn't wash this. How do I know what's a scuff mark or what's dirt?
It had you going out there and taking a bird's eye view of this vehicle from bumper to bumper just to make sure it's documented so you don't get charged with
it. So what I had her do basically is just write up the whole car. I had her, because
you did?
Yeah, they have a picture of the car, just a drawing. It's just a drawing. And so I said, just, you know what? Because I can't tell. We're going to be out here forever with this car that you guys didn't wash, and I can't tell. And so she's like, okay. And so she just marked every panel had problems.
This explains something for me.
What?
Yeah, they know you now. That, see, when you brought the car back, that lady's like, oh, there she is. She's meticulous. we're not going to ding her on anything.
Well, I guess if you look at the car that I made them write up, it does look like the car's been totaled.
I can't do any worse.
Right?
So maybe don't even think about charging me.
Right. Maybe that's why she just took the keys. Oh, my God.
Telling you all fair, and I think everybody does this. When I go see my brother back in Nashville, I'll have a rental car, but he's got a car. But anytime he and I are going to go somewhere to a ball game or whatever, it's always, let's take the rental. I mean, what the hell? Let's just take the rental. Why take your car, right? Now I'm going to want to take his car because I'm afraid if you park it somewhere, somebody's going to ding into it. You're going to get a $2,000 bill from it.
Well, you don't need to be afraid of that. Actually, here's the problem. And I told you this yesterday. What you're going to be doing now is buying the extra insurance. That's it.
Mandatory.
Yeah, I mean, it's like $23 extra a day, so that's what everybody like you and, you know, you're going to be like, okay, I guess I'll buy the extra insurance.
Because
they literally sat there, right there, and she goes, you'll be liable for everything. When I skipped it. So that's what's going to happen.
All right. When you get your rental car, expect it. You just buy the insurance. That's what Jamie says.
Man.
That's the only way to cover your butt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right?
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm very excited about today.
Well, why are you excited?
Because this is day two of my new feature.
I know.
Yeah, day two of my new feature. It's called, What Did BJ Get in Trouble For Last Night?
Well, if you know me, you listen to the show very often. You know that, and it's nothing against my wife. It's just that I'm a buffoon.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
And I make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes because I don't listen. I don't, I just do my own thing, and often my own thing is not what I should be doing.
Right.
And I get in trouble. And I get yelled at for it, okay? And so yesterday was no different than any other day.
So what was yesterday's momentous occasion?
All right, so yesterday, you know how I'm always against putting a fast food thing on your app or your app on your phone?
Yeah, for like free french fries, stuff like that. Yeah.
I finally did it.
Okay,
I put Jimmy John's on.
Oh, Jimmy John's,
I put Jimmy John's on, got a free sandwich.
Nice, it's perfect. Congratulations.
I asked my wife if she wanted a sandwich.
Okay.
She said no. But if you could run by Chipotle for me, I'd appreciate that. Oh, you know, I love those steak bowls they have over there, right? Yeah, okay. So I did. Doing the good husband thing, you know, doing my part, right? So I go into the Chipotle. I give them. In fact, she sends me exactly what she wants because, Jamie, I don't like this feature. BJ getting in trouble.
Right,
I don't like it.
So you asked her, like, what does she want? Beans on it, everything on it.
Look at that order.
Oh, my wow.
Look at that. Beans, salsa, pico, pinto, green salsa, cilantro.
They got a lot of stuff you can put in there.
It goes on and on and on.
It's a list of about 12 things.
I get home. Give her meal.
Yeah.
There's no steak.
Oh,
they forgot to put the meat on it.
Did you order it with steak?
It's called a steak bowl. It's what's on here. Steak bowl with tortilla.
Are you sure you said that?
Yeah.
I didn't have to. I gave him my phone.
You handed him your phone.
I gave him the phone. I said, look, I said, instead of me going through this, here,
you
take
did
a look.
Not give
this
him
is
your
what
phone.
She
you did
wants.
Did not give him your phone.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I said, give me a steak bowl.
Oh,
she's
my
got a lot
God.
Of ingredients.
He
Here's
gave
my
their
phone.
Phone. He
don't want to screw this
phone.
Up. I don't want to screw
That's
this
so
up.
So lame.
And not only, like, they don't want your phone, number
no,
one.
No.
And number two, literally, you saw them do the assembly line.
No, I didn't. I was with my son. I gave him the phone, moved over with my son because he was sitting at a table. He was eating his Jimmy John's sandwich. So I waited until he was
back. You're not allowed to bring that in.
No, they'll let me.
No, it's illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You can't bring outside food in to any restaurant.
Well, we took in a sandwich yesterday.
You broke the law.
And okay, that's why they didn't give him steak.
Now I'm a felon. Now I'm a felon. So I give the phone, and the lady's taken it before. This is not the first time. I do it all the time. And she took the phone. I see them, and they're doing the order. I get home. There's no steak. It's a friggin' salad.
I can't get over that you gave him the phone.
I would never hand. No.
Me either.
They could have dropped it.
Why?
What's
wrong with giving somebody the phone?
It's yucky. Look, they have their gloves on. They don't want to touch your phone.
They're making food.
Yeah, they're making food.
They didn't say a word. They were fine with it.
They don't want to touch your phone.
I just never would do it. I don't know.
Well, maybe you wouldn't, but BJ did. Yeah. I did. I gave him the phone, I've done it many times. Huh. And they just forgot the steak. So the steak, it didn't go over so well.
Yeah, I bet not, because now she's a vegetarian.
Can't imagine what the bowl tastes like.
Wow. Yeah.
With no steak, brown rice, beans, salsa, cilantro, lettuce, cheese, sour cream, guac. The list goes on and on, man. So that was not a great moment yesterday.
All
so
right.
That's how BJ got in trouble yesterday.
There's so many issues to this whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, between the phone, you're bringing in Jimmy John's to another restaurant.
Let me put this into Texnado real quick. Do you have a problem with me handing the phone to the person because this item list
gloves.
Is so long that I wanted to get it right? 303-22 out. Is that really a problem?
It's odd.
I'll give you odd.
Yeah?
But I don't know if it's like
Yucky.
Well, they have their gloves on, you know?
Yeah, that's so they're protected.
Now they have to, after they touch your phone, they have to change out their gloves.
I don't know what the hell's going on. All I know is BJ, again.
Oh, my God.
I can't do anything right.
Yeah,
I screw up everything I do. It gets old.
Listen, I am going to tell you, in all seriousness, they will yell at you at some places for bringing outside food. They get freaky about it. I brought in bacon bits.
I don't think it's illegal, though.
Not illegal, but it's their license or whatever taken.
I would agree if I'm walking in with sandwiches and I don't order anything at that restaurant.
No, it's not about that. It's about bringing in outside food. Because they can't regulate it, and it's a whole thing. I don't know. I brought in bacon bits that aren't even real food to me. They don't even seem like real food, right? They're made. There's nothing on the back of bacon bits.
just says bacon.
Yeah, the bacos, and she told me I had to put them away. Yeah. She said we can't have you bring in outside food. I was like, I come here all the time. I just want bacos on my salad. And she's like, you can't bring in outside food.
There was two guys on a motorcycle that came into the Jimmy John's when I was there. They came in with food. They had gone to the Safeway, which was next door. Mm-hmm. They had gone there and bought pasta salad and potato salad or something of that nature and brought it in and put it on the table, opened up the containers, got a sandwich and ate it all right there in the restaurant. That was a Jimmy John's.
I couldn't even bring in bacos, okay? So I know it's a thing. I'm just saying, I know.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Let's get back to Croc Talk.
Oh, my God. Croc I'm so talk. Done with you. You are Listen, so... this is dumb. You know what? It's just going to be the BJ Show.
Yep. Up until the NFL announcement with Crocs and doing the teams on the Crocs, which is brilliant, by the way. I was telling Jamie that I'm a big fan of Crocs. I used to not be. In fact, I hated them. But now, I love them. I love them.
I think they're good for little kids, and I think they're good for people that are on their feet a lot, like medical people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are good.
I'm on my feet a lot. I'm a hardworking dude. Okay, listen, then I said when they came out with the colors, that was pretty cool, too. I like the blue, several of the colors. But my favorite's white.
You guys, he said, I love the white ones. He was going on to order them, and I screamed, and I was like, only nurses can wear those. Only people, no, you can't wear white, oh my God, you can't wear white Crocs.
You look
like Dumbo.
No, that's dumb.
No.
There is no one that's ever designated white Crocs as nurses only.
You cannot wear white Crocs. You will look like a fool.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I can't see you wearing white Crocs.
No, you guys,
either.
Please back me up. I can't. White Crocs. He'll look stupid.
No, like just with his outfits and stuff.
Yeah, he'll look dumb. He'll look like a clown.
Yeah.
Real. Yes. They won't go
the
with
way
my
you
outfit.
Dress. No,
oh my God.
Think
if
so.
You're listening, if you're at Crocs, we go ahead and design the ones that look like clown shoes because that's what you're going to look like.
Carson, what are you saying? What is a dress for white Crocs?
I'm just imagining stark white Crocs and BJ, and it just doesn't.
It doesn't work. No.
You're not. Okay, Jamie's not saying it because of me and the way I dress. She's stating
on all
that
men.
What yes.
On all
she's
men.
Stating on everybody. You're going to a different level. You're going to a whole different side. She's saying
no man should
ever wear white, including you. Okay?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
the way you're dressed or whatever.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, no man should wear white Crocs.
White Crocs and
well that
and
is
guys.
Dumb.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it should be a rule. It's a rule.
Okay,
it's a law.
It is not a rule. Anybody can wear white Crocs.
Well, you'll look stupid, so go ahead and order them.
My wife has them. They look
fine.
Great.
She's not a man, is she?
Well, she's not a nurse.
Well, but fine. Maybe she can pull off white. But she's in the medical field. So there, I said anybody in the medical field, I said that are on their feet all day. She can wear Crocs. But white on a man, ew.
Is this true? Has anybody in Texnado, 303-22 Alice, has anybody ever heard or had the same thought that no man should ever wear white Crocs?
I'm not
and
alone.
It really should be only for nurses.
Yes. Yes.
Do you agree
with
that?
I don't think I'm alone. Maybe I am. Am I on an island?
I feel like you are.
No.
No, Carson's with you.
Yeah.
I just don't.
He's with you.
I mean,
you wouldn't wear white Crocs.
No.
See?
Really?
That's not a color that I would get. If I was going to get Crocs, I wouldn't get it.
And he almost bought the Taylor Swift album, so think about that. He knows fashion.
Oh, he'd wear white Crocs.
BJ and Jamie.
Stop it. Stop.
Nope. Nope.
Stop it. Don't say anything.
Nope.
BJ and Jamie.
Are you insane?
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Oh, my God. Lisa.
They're in the car.
Lisa.
Don't listen to Jamie. She's lying, Lisa. She's lying.
Oh, my God.
Will this song please stop? Thank you.
Your husband is on the lost airport.
It's called Unclaimed Baggage.
Yeah, Unclaimed Baggage.
Unclaimed Baggage website, and he's looking for your anniversary gift.
Oh, my God.
We have an anniversary coming up on the 18th.
Oh, my God.
And if I get to the, you know, get to the shopping here, I can get it taken care of quick.
Thinking about getting used AirPods.
I know. I said they've been in somebody's ears.
You got earwax.
That's nasty.
I didn't think of that. Yeah. That was my fault on that one.
Yeah. I was like, dude, they've been in somebody's ears.
I didn't think it out. I didn't think it out all the way. Okay? So I moved on to jewelry.
I was like, think about it. You're looking at jewelry on Lost Crap website?
Oh, man. Here's a titanium band. This thing is beautiful.
Titanium?
Oh, yeah. This thing originally is $800 and something. Really? $200.
Really?
$200. Size 9.5.
Do you know what size her finger is?
I got to measure her when she gets home tonight. Hey, honey, stick your finger in here if you don't mind.
Listen, I understood when you went to Costco for jewelry because I think that is a really good deal.
Yeah.
But now you're shopping on Lost Luggage website? Come on. You are such a miser.
Jamie, these are bargains. These are bargains. I'm looking at.
Hey, man, Lisa, you're getting a necklace from LostLuggage.com.
Oh, check this. A women's T-Touch 2 titanium diamond watch.
Wow.
Woo!
Who makes it?
$900 watch for $160.
I've never heard of that name.
Huh?
I've never heard of the name. What's a T-Touch?
Tissot. T-Sot, T-Sot, T-I-S-S-O-T.
Yeah. It's fine.
That's top of the line, right?
It's just like a Rolex, but different.
No, it says it was $900. I can get it for $160.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you going to go through the whole website with us today?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like for you to give me a thumbs up on one of these that you think she would like.
So far, they're all no's.
Oh, well, look at these earrings.
What's the actual name of the website?
Unclaimedbaggage.com.
Okay.
.com. You can go in there and you can find electronics, jewelry, lifestyle, clearance item. Oh, let's go to clearance real quick here.
God.
Hang on a
Is it legit?
Shoes and underwear.
Have you guys heard of this place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's down in, I think it's called Scottsville or something like that in Alabama. It's the only one there is in the country.
Okay.
All Lost Luggage. Unclaimed luggage goes to that one facility in America.
And then where does the money go?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really sure on that. But it's just across the Tennessee state line into Alabama. But I'm surprised you only have one store. You would think there'd be more than one. You wouldn't think one store. They say it's 50,000 square feet.
Jeez.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
All right, well, Lisa, enjoy your gift from unclaimedbaggage.com.
Oh, here's a sport coat.
A sport coat.
I don't know if it's her size.
Now, what happens if you see something that you lost on there?
I don't. Do you have to buy it back?
I don't know.
I imagine you have to buy it back.
Can you prove that it was yours?
I don't know.
You know, like with a receipt of my sport coat?
That's my bag.
Right?
My stuff.
I wonder what happens because I'd be so mad. Because it's the airline's fault that they lost it, right?
And I'm sure there's a time frame that it goes through that once you're outside that window, you don't own it anymore.
I guess.
They own it.
Maybe
but
so.
It doesn't even sound fair. I saw a report this morning on lost luggage. I saw it. That's what reminded me of this. And it said Denver, DIA, was number 3 in America.
Oh, I believe it.
For lost luggage.
They've lost it mine all the time.
And
no
there's
kidding.
So much luggage just
but it
like
shows
sitting
up,
there.
It shows up the like couple days later.
But they lose it a lot?
Oh, my God.
See, I don't fly with a bag.
Yeah.
I normally just have everything on me.
And Carson's right. They are stacked up.
You're waiting for your luggage, and you just see rows and rows of luggage.
Yeah, like Chicago was like number 1. LAX, I think, was 2. Denver was number 3 for losing your luggage.
Yeah. Isn't it the system or something? Like, it's because it's underground, and they fall off, and
I don't know.
Go missing?
Oh, look, man. A pair of rubber boots.
Oh my God.
This is nice.
Hey, if you put in your email right now, you save 20% on your first order.
Oh.
So there you go.
Unclaimedbaggage.com, folks. Don't miss out on this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yesterday we were watching the report on that motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
And we were talking off air about there's been a lot of motorcycle accidents lately. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people are just riding crazy or you don't see them or what's going on. I don't know for sure. Did you see the one that was on yesterday morning of the two people that were on a motorcycle? One person lost their life. Did you see how all that occurred?
No.
This is the crate, and the reason I mention this is road rage. Please, Carson, back off of road rage. It leads to just, it's not worth it. This is crazy. So a Honda Civic and a motorcycle, they're at Cherry Creek Reservoir on Sunday afternoon, okay? The motorcycle is being a nuisance, according to witnesses. Well, I guess the Civic people got into it with them. And when they left the area, they came to a stoplight and the altercation continued between the car and the motorcycle. The motorcycle has two people on it. According to sources, they say that someone from the motorcycle shot at the Honda Civic.
What?
Yeah, they had a gun.
It's not over. It's not over, JB. It gets worse, okay?
Okay.
So this altercation happens here. They go on down about three or four different intersections, you know, back and forth, back and forth.
Wait, even though you know they have a gun, you're still keeping it up with
them?
Yeah. No, I'm peeled out.
This whole road rage thing, and they're obviously quite angry with each other over the altercation back at Cherry Creek Reservoir. They get to that other intersection. The Honda Civic gets behind the motorcycle and pushes it into the traffic. And an oncoming car hits it.
That's crazy.
This is all over road rage that these two were having. And now you have the fatality on the motorcycle. The other person left the scene. They're a hit and run. So they're going to prison for a long, long time for that. It's just a crazy story.
Yeah. That is nuts.
How do things get out of hand like that?
I'm still lost. If somebody shot at me, if I'm not,
I would be done. No,
like,
okay.
Are you kidding me? Like, I'm not playing anymore. Okay, yeah, you win. Yeah, that's bizarre.
There are people that just have a certain temper that they cannot control.
Oh, I agree.
It is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I told you, like, once my ex, he actually tore off the door panel of my truck and started fighting it. Because the window wouldn't work. The window wouldn't roll down. And then he tore off the panel with his arms and just started fighting it. I was like, what are you doing?
Like the Hulk.
Yeah,
that's a mental disorder.
That is weird.
It really is. You're fighting a car door.
I started laughing at him. It was so stupid.
But Carson, you're a kind of a road rage guy.
I'm a little bit of a hothead. Now, I've been working on it and toning it down, especially with little Debbie in the car, because I don't want anything to ever happen to her. So I have been working on it.
What have you been doing? What exercises have you been doing?
Yeah, what have you been doing that you're working on?
Work is there? What's the work?
You going to classes?
No, instead of like flipping someone off, I just give them the peace sign now.
No, don't.
Come on.
Carson. Give us a break.
I'll wave to him.
Do you think we buy that for a minute?
Yeah, I don't flip him off. I peace him out.
No. Nobody.
Because I still have the reaction to flip him off, so instead I just throw up the deuce.
People that have that hothead mentality, like you described, they don't make a switch like that. They go from the bird to a peace sign. Get out of here.
It's my journey. It's a process.
Right.
Okay, I'm trying to tone it down. I've been working on it.
No.
Hey, no one's pulled a gun on me.
Well, that's good. There's one.
No, I just read this story and I thought, man, what a crazy
deal. Yeah, that is
deal.
Nuts. That's awful.
These people are like, wow, geez.
Yeah, I will tell you, though, the motorcycles, I feel like they're going faster or they're making them faster. I don't know.
It's almost like they're just daring. Like, they're just seeing what they can actually get away with. It's crazy when they come up on you, like, literally in a second, you won't know anyone's there, and then they're just zooming by. It scares you.
And in shorts. I'm like, oh my God.
Or no helmet.
The road rashes. Oh my God.
I had a guy on C-470 yesterday. He pays no attention to the solid lines. You know, you get a $75 fine if you cross those double lines, right? But he's paying no attention. I'll bet he crossed six times. Me watching him, and he's just zooming. He had to be doing 95.
Because they can pretty much outrun the cops, right?
They can't keep up. There's no way.
But they literally don't think they're going to die.
No.
They really don't.
No. Like, yeah, and they'll pass on shoulders, between traffic, semi-truck. It doesn't matter.
Motorcycles these days.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.